You know what? I was thinking there's no point in me helping you and you helping yourself get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice if then your recording is altered in some way and hurt in some way with a bit of interference and hum or hisses or echoes or distortions or things like that. Maybe mouth noises and off-mic audio and popping peas. So that's what we're talking about. Popping peas, nothing to do with vegetables. We'll talk about that in a couple of days' time. So today we're talking about, interference and hum on your recording. And if you can avoid that, disrupting your recording in the very first place, you're going to sound much more professional, you're going to sound much more confident, much more relaxed, much more natural, and much more believable as well, particularly with your professional recordings, whether they be, well, recordings or indeed live presentations on your microphone. So just spending a couple of days with a couple of minutes each day looking at these common microphone muck-ups and how you can stop them happening in the first place. So yeah, interference and hum is our topic today. It's another kind of distortion, usually from external factors like air conditioned units or mobile phone signals, not phones necessarily ringing per se, but when a phone is searching for a carrier, a fluorescent or neon lights can also cause interference and hum on microphones, as can computer monitors and fridges and electric cables and so on. So move away from them or turn them off if possible. You can put cell phones into airplane mode, uncoil cables. Why uncoil them? Because when cables are coiled up, they can cause or promote the cause of that electrical interference. The interference may also be caused by one of the cables you're using, perhaps connecting your mic and the recorder, in which case get it checked out soon in case of a potential fire or electric shock. Yeah, there may be something wrong with it, which is causing it to create that interference, which is being picked up on microphone and also your recording. Hums or buzzes caused by these kind of issues usually throughout a recording, so even more problematic to fix than some of the others, because even though you may be able to isolate a second or two of the hum by itself and then have an audio program to remove that frequency through the course of the recording, as I was talking about yesterday, where you could do that kind of thing with a hiss, it'll also remove that frequency from the audio that you don't want it to affect. So that means your whole recording of your voice, someone else's voice on the podcast and so on. So it's best, obviously, to wear headphones and catch the problem as soon as it occurs. You can stop the recording or don't even start it in the first place rather than fix it in post. It's much easier to do that way round. Oh, one more thing. Some types of electrical hum will not be heard as you monitor a recording, but only when you listen back. Yeah, depending on the kind of frequency it is and the kind of electrical unit that it's actually come from, you may not actually hear it in the moment, particularly with some kinds of fluorescent lights. You can't hear it that in your ears, but it can be heard on a recording. And when you hear the recording, you can hear it. And then you've got a problem to fix. Okay, tomorrow, mouth noise on a recording. How do you fix that? How do you stop it happening in the first place? We'll hear about that tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.